The Eighth Story, Slaying a Giant. David had not been at the court of the king very long when he had to go home again. War had broken out between the people of Israel and the Philistines. Saul gathered his army together and they went forth to battle. You will remember that David was the youngest of Jesse's 8 sons, much younger than all his brethren. He had to stay at home, for, of course, all his brothers must join the army and fight for their country and their king. David heard no more the music of the harp. On all sides were the noise of drums and the sounds of war. Jesse, his good old father, was too old to go to war, so of the large family only David and himself were left to tend the sheep and look after the work on the farm. And there was much to do, for the farm was well cultivated. The harvests were plentiful and the flocks were large. But although Jesse and David were kept very busy, the father's heart often longed for his 7 fine sons who were out fighting the Philistines. He was anxious to hear from them, so one day he said to David, "Go you to the army, David, and bring me news of your brothers. Learn how the war goes. Take these 10 loaves of bread and this basket of parched corn to your brothers. Here also are 10 cheeses for their captains. Haste now and bring me news of your brothers." David took the bread and the corn and the cheeses and started on his way. He went over the hills and down the long valley until he came to the great open plain where the 2 armies lay drawn up ready for the fight. There were hills on each side of the plain, one on the east and one on the west. There were soldiers everywhere. On all sides there were usual sounds of war. A little brook ran across the plain between the hill on the west, where the great Philistine army was encamped, and the one on the east, which was covered with the soldiers of Israel. David was not afraid of the soldiers. He was only a boy, and therefore felt that they would not harm him. If they troubled him at all, it would only be to take away from him the bread and corn and cheeses which he was carrying to his brothers and their captains. When he came a little closer to the 2 camps, however, he was suddenly startled by a great shout. The Philistines shouted first so loudly that it seemed to David as if the sound must touch the skies. Then the army of Israel answered back, and in another moment David saw something which filled him with wonder. He heard a voice, and it was as loud as the voices of 10 men speaking at once. He was too far away to understand what it was that this terrible voice said, but when he came nearer, he saw standing in the middle of the plain, with his back to the Philistines and his face toward the Israelites, a powerful, mighty giant. He was 10 feet high and was dressed from head to foot in an armor of brass. The helmet on his head was brass also, and his breastplate, and the target upon his back and his boots on his feet. Just think what strength he must have had to carry all that weight and to fight with it on. He had a huge spear in one hand, a sword in the other, and in front of him walked his servant carrying his shield. It was Goliath, the giant of Gath. The words which the giant said, and which David was too far away to hear, were these: "Choose you a man from among you, and let him come to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall you be our servants and serve us." But the soldiers of Israel looked at this terrible man and were afraid. Of all the thousands of soldiers in the army of Israel, not one dared to go out and fight against Goliath. But David's soul was stirred within him. He did not understand exactly what it all meant, so he spoke to the first man he saw and said, "Tell me, what does it all mean?" And the man replied, "Look you, yonder is Goliath, the mighty giant of Gath. Every day at this hour he comes out and defies us. Our king has promised that whosoever shall fight and overcome him shall have a great reward. He shall have gold and may also have the king's daughter for his wife. But none dares attempt to conquer Goliath." David became very thoughtful. He was only a boy, and he looked at Goliath covered with his brass armor and wondered if there was not some way in which he could be overcome. Suddenly he seemed to remember something. He put his hand in the bag he carried over his shoulder and took out his sling. "Go you to King Saul," he said to the man, "and tell him I will try to kill Goliath." These had been sorry days for Saul and the army of Israel. The king was no longer his vigorous and courageous self. The soldiers were discouraged and downhearted. They thought the Lord had forsaken them. They had lost faith in him, and loss of faith always makes cowards of men. Saul did not dare to lead his army out to battle, and every day they had to endure the scornful taunts of the Philistines and the humiliation of being insulted by a challenge which no man dared to take up. For 40 days in succession, Goliath had come to the banks of the little brook and dared anyone from the army of Israel to meet him in battle. The man went to the king and told him what David had said. But among the soldiers who surrounded Saul was Eliab, David's older brother. When he heard the message which David had sent to the king, he was very angry. Perhaps he remembered the day when Samuel the prophet had come to his father's house in Bethlehem and had refused him and had chosen David instead. He thought, as older brothers were apt to think, that David was nothing but a foolish child, and that if he attempted to fight Goliath, he would only go and get killed. So Eliab spoke out in his anger against David and said, "Why art thou come, and what has become of the sheep, that thou shouldst be watching at home? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart. Thou art come here only that thou mayest see the battle." But David said to his brother, "What have I done? Is there not a cause?" Then he turned away from his brother to another man who stood near and said, "I pray you, tell the king that I will try to slay the giant." Finally, David was taken before Saul, who, strange to say, did not remember him. The poor, moody, despairing king was struck with the courage and daring of the young shepherd. But he said, "You are brave, my son, but you are not able to fight this Philistine. You are only a boy. He has been a warrior from his childhood." But David answered, "Let me try. I have fought the bears and the lions since I was 10 years old. I have seized them by the beard and killed them. What I have done to the beasts of the fields, I can do also to Goliath. The Lord who hath delivered me out of the mouth of the lion and out of the paw of the bear will deliver me also out of the hand of the Philistine." The king was silent. He wanted to give the boy an opportunity to show his courage, but it seemed to him and to all of them that it was like throwing a lamb to the wolves. At last David begged the king once more to allow him to try. So Saul took David to his tent and offered him his own armor. But the king was the tallest man in the whole army, and David was but a boy, so of course he could not wear the king's armor. Saul's helmet came down over David's ears, and the coat of mail reached his heels. He threw them off. "I cannot wear them," he said. "I can fight better in my own way." Then said Saul the king unto David, "Go, my son, and may the Lord be with you." The king and David's brothers stood watching him as he went out on the plain to meet Goliath. David took his staff in his hand, the same stout stick he had always carried when he went to the hills to tend his father's sheep. He had also his sling, and when he came to the little brook which ran across the plain, he stooped down and gathered up some smooth, round stones. Then he went out into the center of the plain, and the soldiers of both armies stood watching. Goliath came out also in his heavy armor, his servant carrying his shield before him. He was curious to see the champion whom the Israelites were sending out to fight against him, and when he looked down and saw this red-cheeked boy with a staff in one hand and a sling in the other, he grew terribly angry. "Am I a dog," he cried, "that thou comest at me with a stick? I will kill thee, boy, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the fields, and they shall pick thy bones." But David answered him in these soul-stirring words, "Thou comest to me with sword and spear and shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord God of hosts, whom thou hast defied." Then David ran to meet Goliath, and The armies from the hills on both sides looked on in breathless silence. As David ran toward the giant, he put his hand in his shepherd's bag and took out one of the smooth stones he had picked up from the brook and put it in his sling. He lifted up the sling and shot the stone from it with all his might. Straight as an arrow, it flew and struck the giant in the middle of the forehead. Down went Goliath to the ground, his great brass armor clanging as he fell. When David saw that the giant had fallen, he ran to him, took out his great sword, which was so heavy that he could hardly lift it, and cut off Goliath's head. When Saul and Eliab and the soldiers of Israel realized what David had done, when they saw that by so simple a means as a slingshot, this little shepherd boy had done what they, with all the strength of their army behind them, had not been able to do, when they realized that David had really rid them of their great enemy, they could scarcely believe their eyes. The Philistines were scarcely less astonished. They saw that their mighty warrior, their champion, was dead, killed by a boy with a sling. They thought that the Lord had sent this upon them in punishment for their evil deeds. They fell to lamenting over Goliath's death. They broke and ran in great confusion. The army of Israel, with King Saul and Jonathan at the head, broke into loud shouts of rejoicing and gave chase. They pursued them far over the hills till finally they were driven from the plain. Now Abner, the son of Saul's brother, was captain of the king's army, and when Saul saw David go forth to fight the giant, he said to Abner, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" And Abner answered, "As thy soul liveth, O king, I know not." "Inquire thou whose son he is," said the king. Abner started to obey the king's command, but as he went forth from the tent, he met David coming in with the great bleeding head of Goliath in his hand. And Saul said unto David, "My son, thou hast surely served the Lord this day. Tell me whom thou art." And David answered, "I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite. He is anxious about my brothers. I but came to bring bread and parched corn for them, and cheeses to their captains. I will return now to my father." But the king would not let him go. He took him into his tent. David behaved wisely, and Saul made him his armor-bearer, and gave him command over some of his men of war.